The Royal Children's Hospital in Melbourne is warning parents not to reach for the quick fix of the over-the-counter cough medicine for their children. Research by the hospital has found that not only are parents spending huge amounts of money on an ineffective remedy, but the drugs may actually be harmful. In Melbourne, Rachel Brown reports.
Most parents might assume it's fairly harmless to reach for cough and cold medicines to help their sick children. But a Royal Children's Hospital poll has found Australians are spending $67 million annually on cough and cold medications for children aged under 15. Of most concern for the hospital is that a third of children aged under 6 are receiving over-the-counter medicines, which at best could be a placebo and at worst could potentially be causing harm. I thought I'd visit the playground outside the Royal Children's Hospital, which is usually the site of more serious health concerns, but I thought I'd ask parents here whether they reach for over-the-counter cold and flu medicines.
I don't really. Sometimes we give Nurofen or Panadol only if it's 39.5 degrees, but normally we don't. I give them soups, tea, just vitamins, in a sense, oranges or lemon.
And what about yourself?
I think I'm the same. I give Nurofen with the temperature peaks a little bit. But I find I use the Vicks, the chest rub, just to help them breathe a little bit better sometimes, or just like natural, especially at night.
You ladies are defying the stats.
All right.
Thank you. Do you give your little ones cold and flu?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm a GP and I know that it doesn't work. So I would recommend to all my patients that they don't give it to their kids. Not only is it probably not safe, but they usually don't work.
Right.
They don't usually work in adults either.
I've managed to catch up with one of the Royal Children's Hospital's paediatricians, Dr. Anthea Rhodes.
I'm a parent myself, and I think many of us turn to an easy solution when we're faced with a sick child, particularly in the middle of the night. But from the Australian Child Health Poll, we've learnt that a frightening number of parents are actually giving their children over-the-counter medicines that are not proven to work and in many cases may be causing harm.
What kind of harm are we talking?
We're talking specifically about cough and cold medicines in children under 6 years of age, where the TGA very clearly recommends against these medicines because of the risk of side effects like uneven heart rate, drowsiness, irritability, even seizures.
Do you think parents would realise that there is such a risk there?
That's one of the things about over-the-counter medicines. They're so readily available that I think sometimes people don't realise that they can have significant risk just like any other medicine.
What would you be hoping that GPs or pharmacists are telling parents?
Well, we were very concerned to learn from our study that of those parents giving young children cough and cold medicines, around three quarters had been advised to do so by a pharmacist and about 60% by a doctor. Mm. So there's actually healthcare providers at play here in this unsafe practice.
So what's the best medicine?
Look, it sounds a bit boring and, you know, old-fashioned, but in many instances the best medicine is things like thyme, rest, plenty of fluids, adequate diet. All of those things will help with most of the common ailments of childhood.
And I was also surprised by the number of parents giving their children vitamins and supplements.
Almost 50% of Australian children in our study are taking vitamins or supplements, which is a staggering amount. We found that Australians are spending over $74 million a year on these products, for which there's very little proven health benefits. At best, it's controversial and contradictory, and there's really not a robust link there to say that vitamin supplements for kids are of proven benefit where you've got a child who's otherwise well without chronic disease or no nutritional problems.
And sedatives as well for flights and cars, that surprised me.
Yeah, look, we found one in seven Australian parents have given their child a medicine to sedate them for travel, so plane flights or long car trips. I guess lifestyle is changing. Parents are travelling more. No one wants to be on a plane with the screaming child, but the question of whether or not that's appropriate or safe is a really complex one. We found that the most commonly used medicine was antihistamine, which is not safe for sedating kids, not recommended, and in 15% of cases will have an opposite effect and actually can make children hyperactive.
Perhaps rely on the good old iPad sedative instead.
Well, that's right, there's always screen time. And that's a whole other conversation which we're not going to have today.
I'll let you get back to work. Back at the playground, the tonic for these kids is good old-fashioned fresh air and exercise.
Why would this? Show ya.
That report by Rachel Brown.